You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. This is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Das Kamut, IT Cloud Lead at Intel. Welcome, Das.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Das, why don't you tell us a little bit about what an IT Cloud Lead does at Intel, and today's topic, Open Data Center Alliance, how you're involved in that program.
So I should probably say what I don't do in that role. But seriously, as the Intel IT Cloud Lead, I handle everything from our strategy through our implementation for the entire cloud stack. So what we're doing with infrastructure as a service up to our software as a service direction basically means no sleep. And what I do for the Open Data Center Alliance is, since my role is very similar to a lot of the people that are in the ODCA, I'm one of the lead technical advisors. So I basically help out with facilitation, helping show some of the ways Intel IT is solving some of the problems, and really just helping coordinate technical dialogue about what we're trying to solve from a business perspective in the cloud space.
When you look at Open Data Center Alliance, a group that started back in October of 2010, you know, they published their initial usage models back in June of last year. Now we're seeing some trends towards proof of concepts and starting to see RFPs, which is why we're here on the call today. What is it that you think that this group is going to accomplish in 2012? And why is this important in terms of the broader cloudscape?
Yes, so I think if you just, you know, ask that question from a IT person's perspective, we're all really busy. We're all dealing with lots of fighting fires. We're trying to move as fast as technology. So what we've seen from the ODCA is a first big step into starting to solidify what the big requirements are to really help us keep the pace with technology, but how to do it in enterprise or IT scale methods. So really starting to see the actual requirements now come out through the usage models. And the real power that we're seeing now with things like the proposal engine assistance tool is making that real. So the voice of the IT shop saying, hey, these are the problems that I'm dealing with. This is why I get no sleep. These are the things I have to be able to do. It really makes a really strong single voice out to the industry saying, please, or almost demanding, help me get these issues solved.
Let's break down the proposal engine assistant tool, or the PEAT tool, if you want to call it that. What is the tool, and why did the ODCA decide to deliver it as such an online tool? What does that benefit in terms of members' use?
So the PEAT tool is basically taking the usage models and putting them into questions that can be inserted into RFP. As I said, you know, most of us IT guys, we're really busy. So anything that can help us get our job done faster is really good, especially process-related things. So the really cool thing about the PEAT tool is that it's posted in a way that an IT person could quickly latch onto. Like, for instance, do I have to go buy a hypervisor, or am I looking for some compute infrastructure as a service? So that's usually the lens that we have when we go out to put an RFP or an RFI out. It's really simple to go to the tool, say what you're trying to acquire, and then right back you get from the tool the types of questions that help you match your requirements. So it's a really simple, seamless way to get some help in getting key requirements out there and getting them answered. It's very seamless and very simple to use.
Obviously, this relates to actual requirements from the ODCA. The organization published 5 updated usage models recently with RFP language. So is this a direct correlation to that language?
Yeah. So what's inside of the usage models and the changes was based off of basically the ODCA teams working with solution providers to understand, you know, what could we ask for now and what should really be in there that's specific and actionable. And they directly correlate to what's inside the PEAT tool. As the ODCA puts out a usage model, they'll have specific RFP questions that get into the PEAT tool to help build out even a richer set of questions for basically anything an IT shop would want to acquire for a data center or cloud solution.
So, you know, you talked about keeping IT managers awake at night. Can you give some examples of things that the Open Data Center Alliance is working on where you say, yeah, this is something that, as somebody who's leading cloud implementation for Intel, this is something that's really on our minds and something that we're going to benefit from a lot?
Usually cloud, we focus on 2 things. How do we help our bottom line reducing costs, and then how do we make our people go faster from a top line perspective? But deep inside that, there's lots of technical and operational challenges. So the one I'm actually most excited about is what we're doing from the security space, where we're giving a lot of clarity. A lot of people talk about how security is the biggest barrier for cloud adoption. And I think that's more than just cloud adoption from a public perspective. It's also in private space when you're multi-tenant or single-tenant. So the security provider assurance is huge in regards to giving some clarity on what we expect service providers as well as solution providers to have in order to make sure we're secure. The biggest freak out I think a lot of IT managers have is, am I going to have my data breached, and will I even know about it? So giving some clarity there is a big plus and something we're seeing come out pretty strong from the ODCA.
Where can folks go to learn more about this organization? And, you know, I've heard a rumor about a Forecast 2012 event. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so the Open Data Center Alliance is having their first open to the public conference. It's going to be out in New York City, and it's combined with Cloud Expo. So I think the date, June 2012, I'll be there. So if anybody wants to meet up, you can find me. That's going to be a great first start. And really what it's designed to do is cover pretty much all the different aspects of what's going on in cloud from an ODCA perspective, sharing the work that's happening there, hearing from solution providers on what problems they're solving based off the ODCA requirements, and a lot of sharing. One thing we found a lot in the ODCA that's really, really compelling is that all IT shops are actually trying to do very similar things. They're just a different level of maturity. So having good birds of feather sessions or best known method sessions are going to be really valuable. So you know, peers can learn from each other on where they're going. So that's a really important aspect of Forecast 2012 is the sharing across IT shops in a good manner, and nothing wrong with New York in June.
That's true. It should be a nice time of year. Well, Doss, thank you so much for being here today. You know, I think it's always interesting to learn about what ODCA is got going, and this really signals a new level of reality for the requirements that ODCA has been defining. You know, when you start seeing RFP language published, that connotes solution delivery and actual deployments. And we're looking forward to hearing from you and other ODCA members as we make progress along this line.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison. It's been my pleasure.